10 Rules About Using The in IELTS Writing and Speaking. IELTS candidates often encounter various challenges when using the definite article the in both writing and speaking tests. These difficulties primarily stem from a lack of understanding of the specific rules and contexts in which the should be employed. Determining when to use the to refer to unique or known entities, ordinal numbers, superlatives, and abstract nouns can prove complex for non-native English speakers. Additionally, test takers must navigate the distinctions between countable and uncountable nouns, proper nouns, and contexts where the is unnecessary. Overcoming these challenges requires a comprehensive grasp of grammar rules, consistent practice, and regular exposure to English language materials to ensure accurate and natural use of the in the IELTS writing and speaking tasks. 10 Important Rules About Using The. Here are 10 rules to help you use the definite article the correctly. Specific reference: use the before a noun when it is clear which thing or person you are referring to. Examples: please pass me the book on the table. Could you turn off the light before leaving the room? The dog that barked all night kept me awake. Unique reference: use the before a noun when it represents a unique or singular entity. Examples: the sun rises in the east. The moon orbits Earth. The United Nations was established after World War II. Known reference: use the before a noun that has already been mentioned or is known to the listener, reader. Examples: I bought a new car. The car is very fuel efficient. I met a woman at the park. The woman told me about a local event. Tom bought a house last week. The house has 4 bedrooms and a spacious backyard. Ordinal numbers: use the before ordinal numbers, first, second, etc. Examples: the third floor is where you'll find the conference room. Please take the second exit on the left. The first chapter of the book introduces the main characters. Superlatives: use the before superlatives, best, biggest, etc. Examples: that's the tallest building in the city. The fastest animal on land is the cheetah. The tallest man-made structure is the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. Groups of people: use the before group names, such as the British or the French. Other examples: the Romans were known for their impressive architectural achievements. The Japanese culture values respect and harmony. Geographical points: use the before specific geographical points, like rivers, oceans, and seas. Examples: the Nile is the longest river in the world. The Amazon River is home to a rich biodiversity. The Pacific Ocean is the largest and deepest ocean. Known landmarks and buildings: use the before well-known landmarks and buildings. Examples: the Eiffel Tower is an iconic symbol of Paris. The Colosseum in Rome is a remarkable example of ancient architecture. The Golden Gate Bridge is a prominent landmark in San Francisco. Abstract nouns: use the before abstract nouns when referring to a particular aspect or instance. Examples: the love between them was undeniable. The freedom to express our ideas is vital in a democracy. The joy of spending time with loved ones is immeasurable. Musical instruments: use the before musical instruments when referring to playing them. Examples: she plays the piano beautifully. She plays the guitar in a local band. The violin produces a beautiful melodic sound. Remember, these rules may have exceptions, and understanding the context is crucial for correct usage of the in English sentences. In conclusion, mastering proper grammar usage is an essential aspect of achieving success in both IELTS writing and speaking tasks. Correct grammar not only improves overall comprehension, but also enables test takers to convey their thoughts, ideas, and opinions clearly and effectively. It demonstrates a strong command of the English language and contributes to the coherence and cohesion of responses. By prioritizing grammar accuracy in their IELTS preparation, candidates can boost their confidence and performance on the exam, ultimately increasing their likelihood of attaining their desired band score. Remember, consistent practice, revision, and seeking feedback are key steps towards achieving grammatical proficiency and IELTS success.